USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Flight cancellations are soaring with no signs of letting up. This ahead of the July 4th holiday weekend when the TSA is expecting 11 million passengers to fly. The federal government and the airlines are blaming each other for the issues. The FAA threatened action against the airlines if they can't meet consumer protection standards, while the airlines say the FAA has not properly staffed air traffic control centers. Police in Washington, D.C. are operating under a full departmental activation through Tuesday following the Supreme Court's ruling on Roe v. Wade. The move comes as the department and district anticipate more protests, some of which have turned violent after the High Court's decision last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
NATO is continuing to make changes.
NATO will increase the size of its high readiness forces to well over 300,000. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg announced at a press briefing Monday.
But of course this has to be understood in the light of what has already happened. Because since the invasion, we have doubled the size of the existing battle groups. For instance, Germany has increased their presence in Lithuania, UK increased its presence in Estonia, and Canada and other countries increased presence in Latvia. So more or less doubled the size of the existing four battle groups we had before the invasion.
From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Democratic-led January 6th House Committee is holding another public hearing on Tuesday. A statement from the panel saying it'll focus on recently obtained evidence and eyewitness testimony. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense. A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, on this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The House and Senate are not in session this week. This after President Biden urged Congress to suspend federal gas taxes for 3 months amid high gas prices at the pump. Biden saying federal taxes of 18.4 cents a gallon on gas and 24.4 cents on diesel should be waived until September. John Catsimatidi owns 400 gas stations across the country. He reacts to President Biden's comments regarding him and lowering his prices at the pump.
Traditionally, the gas stations make a certain margin. They have to pay their payroll. They have to pay their rent. They have to pay their electric bill. And it's the same margin that we've been making forever. And it's no different. Hey, sometimes it's two cents less. Sometimes it's 2 cents more.
A huge military training exercise will take place starting this week around the Hawaiian Islands off the coast of Southern California. The Rim of the Pacific exercise, which happens every other year, will feature 25,000 military personnel from 26 countries. RIMPAC 2020 starts Wednesday and runs through August 4th. The Stanley Cup champion Colorado Avalanche will be holding their victory parade on Thursday in downtown Denver. The Avs beating the Lightning in 6 games to win the Cup for the first time since 2001. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.